The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you need to get your car NCT'd, you could have a wait on your hands with delays at some test centres taking up to 6 months. So what's causing all of this? Transport consultant Conor Faulkner is joining me now. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hello.
We talked about this maybe more than a month ago, and we were promised all sorts of actions were happening at the NCT to speed up the process. It doesn't seem to have worked.
Well, it hasn't got better, that's for sure. In fact, on the stats, it looks as if it's got slightly worse since you and I last spoke, Pat. And this was raised in the Dáil yesterday, and it's going to keep coming up because it's frustrating a lot of people. To simplify it, the NCT is short of inspectors. They've been trying to recruit, they've been trying to tool up, but since the pandemic, they really haven't been able to fully tool up and get through the backlog. We now have a waiting list of about 360,000 vehicles waiting to be tested. And given the percentages that need to be retested, that adds up to about maybe 4 or 5 months worth of work, Pat, still in the pipeline waiting to be done. And because of that, we've got a long waiting list. Now, the average wait is 25 days, but that average isn't really a useful figure. It varies quite a lot. And to be fair to the NCT, they are doing their best to manage this situation, and they will, for example, they hold back slots, so if people urgently need a slot, make contact with the NCT, you will find them helpful, they will try and facilitate you. But they're firefighting, and they have been firefighting now for a good 6 months, Pat, more, and they haven't really I won't say they haven't got stuck into it, but they'll be disappointed themselves. The numbers have not come down in the last few months.
Now, some of the reporting from that committee meeting yesterday suggesting that appointments unavailable until next May in Navan and Kells, and June in Drogheda and the North Point Centre in Dublin. That's according to a Sinn Féin TD who made these points, and I presume they're accurate. That seems unconscionable.
It is, isn't it? And they are accurate, but if you just go onto the NCT's website now and book the next slot, the system might tell you it's not available until April or May. But as I say, the NCT are trying to dynamically manage this. They do hold back slots. And what you'll find is they can give, even as you're in the waiting list, earlier slots can come available for you. You can also book your NCT, so you can start, you can do the NCT up to 90 days before the cert actually expires, and it won't affect its validity. So that's a useful thing to go early if you can. And as I say, they're doing their best to manage the backlog. And to be fair, most people, when they engage with the NCT, they don't actually literally have to wait months. As I say, the average is 25 days. And if your situation is urgent, they will try to facilitate you. Now, this might cause a flood of people to contact them, and they might give out to me this morning. But to be fair to them, they are trying to manage this. And people who've gone through the NCT process, you know, you will find that by hook or by crook, they're getting slots available. There are things like cancellations and stuff, so it's short notice even, and they're trying their best, particularly for people for whom it's urgent. Other thing worth saying, Pat, don't fail to turn up for your NCT. They have a major problem with no-shows. And those no-shows really don't do anybody any good. They prevent them getting through the backlog and just cause frustration. So if you can't attend for whatever reason, you know, contact them, cancel your appointment, and at least it's freed up for somebody else.
Yeah. Anyone who's been to the NCT will know that you tend to queue. You arrive on time or a few minutes before the allotted time. And you may or may not be seen bang on the time, but you're in a queue. So if there's a no-show, well, somebody else just slips in and takes the place.
Yeah, that's true, but it does take capacity out of the system, Pat, clearly. And so, you know, a no-show is a wasteful event. And, you know, it's time, it's man hours that could be spent testing another car. So it is making a bad situation worse. And it does frustrate people in the NCT, I know. But the solution ultimately is to recruit. I mean, they're in the process of recruiting testers and trainers. And, you know, they are doing things like getting extra hours worked and, you know, overtime initiatives and various things of that sort. But their principal problem is they need to recruit testers, and they have not been able to do so.
Yeah. One of the issues is they're changing the qualification level of the mechanics from level 6, a QQI, I think it is. I don't know what that stands for, down to level 5, which would be a lesser qualification. I'm not sure what the implications for quality are there.
Well, there shouldn't be. You know, when you think about it, there are certain aspects of performing the NCT for which you do not need to be a fully qualified mechanic. You just need specific training in a specific thing. I'll just take an illustrative example. The headlight alignment, for example. It's perfectly reasonable, you know, to train a technician to be competent to perform a headlight alignment check without that person being a fully qualified mechanic. So there may be practical things they can do in order to sort of, you know, cover their staff shortage, be more efficient with what they've got, etc. And look, good luck to them if they can figure out a better way of doing it. You do obviously have to ensure that quality is maintained, but to be fair to the NCT, the quality performance of that test, when you benchmark it against other European examples, the Irish NCT, which is the newest one because we took forever to put one in place, we were decades behind the rest, but it is a relatively good system, and on the quality metrics it performs well.
There's a quotation in one of the reports from a man called Jimmy Donoghue, who's a union official with Unite, but he runs the Mechanics Association of Ireland Facebook page, and he says it's all about inadequate rates of pay.
Well, maybe it is. Perhaps there's a case to be made there. I mean, if your problem as an employer is you simply cannot get hold of staff, then, you know, if you're honest as an employer, maybe one of the questions you should be asking is the pay good enough for what I'm asking people to do in the context of the market? So, yeah, maybe that is partly, you know, maybe that's part of the challenge for Atlas, which is a company that runs the NCT. And it's not a challenge unique to them. I think, you know, many employers in many parts of the economy would tell a similar story at the moment.
Now, interesting text coming in. This one, the NCT backlog must also be connected to the complete lack of used cars in the market due to Brexit and new VAT and customs on UK imports. I don't know whether you're suggesting that, you know, people are keeping the old bangers on the road longer and therefore there are more older cars which need NCTs.
Yeah, I think those are probably two separate issues, Pat. There is a shortage of second-hand cars and the cost of second-hand cars is going up, which is an interesting thing in itself, partly caused by the Brexit effect. But I don't think that's what's happening here in the NCT. We have an existing fleet of cars out there, over 2 million vehicles. Actually, our fleet has been getting older in recent years, so that does increase the requirement for testing. The NCT typically does about 2 million tests per year when you include tests and retests. So it's not that fundamental number has changed much. It's that they have suffered by being unable to get through it.
Yeah. I've often thought that this business of how old is your car and it needs an NCT is a bit peculiar, although, you know, the proper way would be the number of miles or kilometres you have on the clock, because that is the real indicator of the age and health of a vehicle, how old in mileage terms it is. But it might be hard to kind of administer that situation, so doing it by time is the only way. Some more text. When I went to get my NCT, I went early. I was seen instantly and out quickly. It was quiet. I wonder if the backlog is as bad as people think. Now, when he says early, does he mean, you know, 90 days before it was due, or does he mean early in the morning? Who knows?
Well, it could be either, but that is true. I mean, that is a common customer experience at the NCT centre. If you were at an NCT centre this week, you would probably say, well, it all looks like smooth business as usual here, no particular panic on anyone. Can this really be that big a crisis? But, you know, nevertheless, it is. Yeah. There are the volumes that are there in the waiting list.
You're booking a slot, and, you know, if it's run efficiently, you shouldn't have to hang around for very long. A simple solution to the NCT problem: increase the 4-year to the 5-year term. All modern cars are in very good order. Just an idea, says Jimmy Dunn in Carlow.
Yeah, well, you could argue for that, but actually that's one of the things that's prevented by European rules. So that's probably not something that we can change. And it is something of an arbitrary decision, that is true. Cars also have to be tested annually rather than biannually once they get over 10 years old. And again, you know, those are debates you could have. But I think in the broadest sense, we would rather not change the NCT to fix this problem. We'd rather fix it the other way. Yeah. You know, get the capacity tooled up and get through the waiting list and renormalize post-pandemic.
And another texter saying precisely what you're suggesting. Is a yearly NCT not excessive? Would 2 years be sufficient, although less profitable for the company? Well, if the company can't handle the demand, the profits don't accrue because you've got a backlog and that doesn't pay you money. Can you ask Connor, if you have a driving test booked and your NCT is out of date, can you still do the driving test?
Well,
So you arrive and the car, it theoretically is not fit. It's not roadworthy until it has an NCT. So is the tester going to say, oh, I think I'll have coffee instead? Go home.
Theoretically, that's possible. But in fact, the same situation exists with the guards at the moment if your NCT cert has expired. But if you have applied and you are in the test, you're in the queue for the test, the Gardaí very, very sensibly are not prosecuting people for not having a valid NCT. And that's a pandemic legacy. I hope that's the same with the driving test, because again, you have an innocent motorist. There's nothing wrong with the car. They would have an NCT cert if the system could provide them with a test, and they're in the queue and they have a letter to show that they're in the queue. It shouldn't be a problem in that circumstance, although legally, technically, it could be.
Now, this is probably a familiar refrain for someone whose car has to be tested once a year because it's a certain age. My car was due the NCT in February, but I didn't actually manage to get it done until October because of the backlog. It passed. However, I have to do it again next February, which is only 5 months away. Surely if my car passes, I shouldn't have to do it for 12 months, irrespective of the date upon which it was originally scheduled.
Yeah, that is a fair point, isn't it? That is a fair point. And maybe there are rules that we could tweak with to like remove the odd anomaly like that. And because, you know, that does seem rather silly on the face of it, doesn't it?
As of last night, there were no available tests until April and May of 2023. We are car traders and we can't sell a car until it's got an NCT.
Yeah, so it's having effects on lots and lots of people. And that's a typical experience when you go onto the website and say, here's my reg number, can I have an NCT, please? The system might well come back and say, here's your appointment next April. And what people have to do then with that is contact the NCT, say, I need it more urgently than that. Can you put me on a cancellation list? Can you help? Can you facilitate? And you will find them helpful, and they do their best. So the ordinary customer, I'm not quite sure about car traders who are dealing in volume, but the ordinary customer who knows now that they need an NCT in December, you know, for that individual to still be waiting for months and months, notwithstanding the backlog situation, that tends not to happen. They tend to get sorted.
Yeah, there's all sorts of comments coming in, but we'll leave it there. Connor, thank you very much for your wisdom on this. Transport commentator, Connor Fox.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk. Auckland.